Get connected with Take Two Radio Music on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio Music. Or for email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadioMusic.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Take Two Radio Music. I'm Pam, your host, and it's a wet day in Chicago, but what else is new, right? The sun keeps peeking in and out, but we had some bad storms coming through here again, so wherever it's gone to, I hope you guys don't get it as bad as we did. It could have been worse. My son is an avid weather watcher, and he was telling me about the 80 to 90 mile per hour winds we could possibly get and blah, 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 all right when you're supposed to be sleeping. Now, who can sleep when you're worried about your house getting blown over? But, yep, it didn't come through, so thank God for that. Anyways, I hope you all had a great weekend, did something interesting and fun. And if you did, share it with me because I live through other people since I don't get out very much. Not a whole lot to do, you know, when you're disabled. You're pretty much homebound unless you have somebody helping you out. But I have fun in my own ways doing my shows. And now I have discovered Periscope, and that's been a new addiction. I think I need a 12-step for that already. But the fun thing about it was that another radio host, Dave Davis from Independent Share, went to a concert this weekend over at a place in Chicago. I can't think, Side Out Bar, I think it was called. And he put the concert on his Periscope, and we were able to watch it live. So that was a lot of fun. It was for Villa Avenue, and great to see a hometown band playing live, even if I couldn't get to it. But gosh, what would I do without, you know, being on Periscope? I wouldn't have been able to see it. So thanks again, Dave, for doing that, and Lady Lake Music. It was a great time, and Villa Avenue has some great music. You guys need to check that out. Also, don't forget to check out Purple Rose Promo. You can do that on purplerosepr.com and purplerosepr.co.uk, which is my other company with my good friend Melanie in the UK, and she runs the UK website, and of course I run the US one. We also have a Facebook page under Purple Rose Promo, and Twitter is the same. We have some great packages for indie artists. You can even create your own profile for as little as $6 total for 3 months. That's right, $6, cup of coffee. You can have your own profile, and we will help promote you out. And it's not just for indie artists. We also have a free radio directory. So if you run a radio station that supports and plays unsigned indie artist, we'd be happy to add you to it. Just, you know, reach out to us on any of the social media, or you can email info@purplerosepr.com. We have also added a new category because the arts and music go hand in hand. So recently we have added like books and authors, photography, fashion, you know, whatever's in the arts, theater, actors. If you have something to promote, $15 total for 3 months, and we'll help promote you out, and you'll be on both websites. So take a look around at purplerosepr.com and purplerosepr.co.uk to see what we offer. There's something for everybody, including over 30 free downloads of different types of music. So let's get started with today's show. The very first song I'm going to be playing is called Shooting Star, and it's by Katja Gleason. She is an award-winning singer-songwriter actress, originally from Australia and now in Hollywood. You need to check out her series she calls Pop Cult on her website. Great songs and performances that tell a story like a web series. You can follow her on Twitter at Katja Gleason, and that's KatjaGleeson, Facebook.com/Katja Music, and her website is KatjaGleeson.com. She was my special guest back in February, I think it was February 21st, because I had looked it up recently, of 2014, and you can listen to that interview that we did. We had a lot of fun. So let's go ahead and start with her song, and that's called Shooting Star.
Hey, you in the corner, don't look down. I can see the pain in your eyes, feeling so low. Caught in the landslide, we got through the fucking light. You're like Jack and Jill, climbing your crazy hill. Jack left the ground and Jill came tumbling, tumbling down. Walking up, let it go, LOL, feel the flow. It's time to end the number, so be about to start. No one can stop you if you're planning right.
Waving at you all on your feet. I see the sun coming.
Be sure to check out the video for that. It's a lot of fun. You can do that either on YouTube or on her website, which again is KatjaGleason.com. Next up is a song called Feel the Love by Reagan LaFay, and I hope I'm saying her first name correctly. And Reagan started performing as a singer, dancer, actress at a very young age. She was a lead singer in a top cover band called the Ant Hill Mob in Sydney for many years, doing corporate events, conferences, engagements, weddings, and birthday celebrations, including the after party of the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games. Reagan was contracted by the Marriott Renaissance Hotel in Bombay, India, performing nightly for a wide range of guests, including radio performances and live shows throughout India. She has lived and performed in numerous countries, including London, New York, and New Zealand. Reagan has worked as a songwriter and recording artist with various American producers, some of who have worked with Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj, 50 Cent, and Al Green's musical director, Jared Booty. Reagan has recently teamed up with Melbourne's top producer, Michael Zammit, to create her own album, Feel the Love. Her journey through ecstasy and despair and the battle to find that divine love that dwells within has brought this album into creation. Feel the Love is the perfect display of innocence and power, and it will touch your heart and open your mind. You can follow her on Twitter at Reagan LaFay, and it's REGIN_LEFAYE. Facebook is facebook.com/ReaganLaFayMusic, and the website is ReaganLaFay.com.
When I was alone, I used to cry for you. I'm love.
And that was Field of Love by Regan LeFay. Next up by Regan is a song called I Love You Baby.
I stand in front of you, my soul I bear to you, this sacred gift I share with you. My heart is open wide, your touch I can't deny, you see the deepest part of me. And I love you, baby, I love you, baby, and this love, it never dies. And I love you, baby, I love you, baby, and this love, it just can't hide. It'll never die. And when you're touching me, feels like my heart could beat, like we are one again, this life. I thank the stars for
Falling Again by Dazette St. Marie. And they are an acoustic rock duo made up of Matt Dazette and Heather St. Marie, better known as Dazette St. Marie, based out of Los Angeles. Dazette St. Marie is armed with powerful songs and an intense live show featuring tight vocal harmonies that could only be achieved through a career of singing together. Falling Again and Time Slips Away are from their EP called Falling Again, And you can get that on iTunes and Amazon, wherever you get your music from. You can follow them on Twitter at Dauzette St. Marie, and that's DauzetteStMarie. Facebook.com/DauzetteSt. Marie, and website is DauzetteSt. Marie.com. I also interviewed them, and you can find that interview on Take2RadioMusic.com.
I'm so worn out. These scenes keep repeating in my mind. Where are you tonight? And do you wish we could just rewind to better times when our characters were new? Every time I get
Lisette St. Marie. Next up is a song called Rainy Night in Dallas by Kelly Vaughn. And Kelly Vaughn is a singer-songwriter from Dallas, Texas. With a new album and lineup, Kelly is positioned to take 2015 by storm. His guitar playing has been described as a cross between Santana and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Contemporary artists that draw comparisons are John Mayer, Maroon 5, and The Fray. Think Bon Jovi, but younger, Bare Naked Ladies, but not so goofy, or Goo Goo Dolls, but not as serious. I love that. Kelly has also been compared to Christian artists such as Josh Wilson, Aaron Schust, and Brandon Heath. You can follow Kelly on Twitter at TheKellyVaughn, and that's KellyVaughn. Facebook.com, TheKellyVaughn, and the website KellyVaughn.net.
Come here and tell me how lucky I am. Lucky that you had found me. Take her up on my side, right on down to my side. You've got enough, that's what I like about you.
Getaway by the Moss Brothers, and I hope I'm saying that right because it's spelled M-O-S period and then Brothers. They are influenced by Pearl Jam, Townes Van Zandt, Neil Young, Steve Earle, Foo Fighters, John Prine, and The Police. The twin brothers from Tennessee, Will Moss and Bobby Moss, along with Brian Glass, have combined their efforts along with producer Jeremy Ferguson of Battle Tapes Recording in East Nashville on their newest project, Three. Three contains three exciting tracks by the acoustic folk rock group, The Getaway, Devil's Lullaby, and Better Days. Grassroots buzz about the EP has been growing strong throughout the indie community, and radio and media have been showing their support. You can follow them on Twitter at Moss Brothers Music, and again, that's MOSBROS Music, Facebook.com/Moss Brothers Music, and MossBrothers.bandcamp.com for more of their music.
This time, they'll never change their mind. Colorblind in disguise, and all you see is gray. Ain't loose by the noose that you choose. Try not to confuse the voices in your head. And I'll be what you want me to be. I'm tripping on.
Is a song called Something About a Dream by Silent Stranger. And Silent Stranger was a band from 1982 to 1988. This song, as well as three others, were recorded as demos in 1988. And the video for Make Way for the Ladies and Something About a Dream were added later and posted to SilentStranger.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Beat 100, Vimeo, as well as Reverb Nation, while the audio for all four songs is posted on SoundCloud and BattleTunes.com, Beat 100, and also Reverb Nation. You can follow Silent Stranger on Twitter at SilentStranger6, that's the number 6. Facebook.com/Silent Stranger and SilentStranger.com.
This is Silent Stranger coming to you from Cornwall, Ontario, Canada, on the mighty St. Lawrence River. And you're listening to Something About a Dream right here on Take 2 Radio.
Words of doubt getting in your way.
Something About a Dream by Silent Stranger. Next up is a song called That Devil by Lee Christian. And Lee Christian was a prominent figure in the Oxford music scene for over 10 years as an artist, producer, remixer, event organizer, and radio DJ. He is best known for fronting formidable alternative rock band Smile X for over a decade, but also involves himself in countless diverse musical projects like the Prohibition Smokers Club, Boy with a Toy, and Chateau 69. He has now, while living a semi-hermetic lifestyle in Bath, by the way, these towns, they're in the UK, just so you know, developed his varying musical and artistic influences and his fresh new internet radio show called Christian Rocks. The album is available at leechristian.bandcamp.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at leechristian69, and that's LeeChristian69. Facebook is also Lee Christian Music. And again, the website is leechristian.quickfixrecordings.com. Okay, let me find this. There is a song.
Pray for me, down.
that song is called That Devil by Lee Christian. Next up is a song called Killzone by Marty Bell. This is the debut EP from Indiana alternative rock band Marty Bell. The EP, Beautiful Tuesday, was recorded in 2014 at Ark Barn with Ryan Koch at the console. The album features a garage rock-tinged alternative rock that invokes shades of Cage the Elephant and The Strokes. Killzone is the current single off their EP, and the band are right now finishing up a new EP for release later this year. You can follow them on Twitter at Marty Bell Band, and it's MardiBelle. Facebook.com/MartyBellBand, and the 5-song EP is available for $4 at deadindustryrecords.bandcamp.com.
I think I'll go to sleep, I don't mind dreaming. I'm distracted by patterns on the ceiling. I cause such a fuss all the time. Stick to your facts, I have faith in mine.
And that was Killzone by Marty Bell. Next up is a song called Ghost by Malcasian, and I hope I'm saying that correctly. The album Malcasian features 8 studio tracks and 2 live acoustic cuts. The album was recorded in a bedroom with 2 mics by Malcasian with help from Nick Gray, frontman of Florida alternative rock band Noiseheads. The album blends elements of blues, rock, alternative, and grunge to create something that's sonically loose but lyrically intense at the same time. The first single from the album is Ghost, and the album is currently available on deadindustryrecords.bandcamp.com page for just $1. Yep, you heard me correctly, $1. And you can follow the band on Twitter at Sean Malcasian, and that's S-E-A-N-M. Their Facebook page is facebook.com/Sean.Malcasian. All of the songs that I play, you can find on take2radiomusic.com. They're on the front page for the week from today until next Sunday. And then they go into the music playlist. So if you ever miss, you know, somebody's name or what the song was or where to find them, you can find it on take2radiomusic.com. And here is Ghost.
All your fears, they come out of one.
was Ghost by Malcasian. Next up is a song called Right Where I Want You by Josie McQueen. Grody Noise is the second EP by alternative rock band Josie McQueen. The EP was recorded with David Klug in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with session drummer Brian Ganch. The EP features the band firing on all cylinders and takes elements of classic alternative rock and punk with a lively feel that translates well on stage. The band recently decided to relocate to Richmond, Virginia to pursue their dream and tour full-time. The band is ready to take the next step, and this new collection of songs reflects that passion. Right Where I Want You is set to be the next single off Grody Noise, and you can follow them on Twitter at Josie McQueen, and it's JOSIEMCQUEEN, facebook.com/Josie McQueen Band. And the music is available on josiemcqueen.bandcamp.com for $6. All these prices are awesome. Makes it very easy to buy a bunch of them at one time. So go out there and support your favorite indie artist.
Softly, just to make you think you
That's Right Where I Want You by Josie McQueen. Last song for today is going to be Scream by the Everyday Losers. This is the debut full-length album from Indiana hard rock band the Everyday Losers. Excuse me. The album was recorded in 2014 with Nico Albanese. Sorry, I have problems sometimes with names. Albanese, I think it is. At Thanosphere Studios, the album has had three singles that have been featured on radio stations in the U.S., U.K., Brazil, Germany, Spain, and more. The band toured extensively in 2014 and 2015 with Saliva, Future Leaders of the World, and Bad Seed Rising. The current single is Scream, but previous singles include You've Got War and Out of My Head. You can follow them on Twitter at EverydayLosers1, the number one. But I also found another account, so you might want to follow that one too. It's EverydayLosers3 with the number three. Their Facebook page is facebook.com/TheEverydayLosers, and the website is TheEverydayLosers.com.
Underexposed, capture the real me, pre-puzzle.
tune by The Everyday Losers. Their album is called Revel in the Chaos, and I've seen a link for iTunes, but I'm sure you could probably find that pretty much anywhere, so check that out as well. And that'll bring a close to today's show, but I will be back on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for an interview with alternative rock band Edison. Edison is a true American rock band that captures the ever-endangered raw spirit of underground rock and roll. I'll have the link to that posted on Facebook as well as Twitter and on my website sometime later tonight, so watch for that and tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to hear what these guys think and what they do. Then I'll be back again the following Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern with another hour of indie rock or indie music from around the world. I was just thinking this song, the show was mainly rock music, so that was in my head. Anyways, thanks again for listening. I hope you'll join me again, and especially on this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern with Edison. Take care, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Get connected with Take Two Radio Music on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio Music, or for email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit take2radiomusic.com.